In all ages and civilization, people have felt great admiration for wise people. Wisdom is a virtue held in great esteem since the dawn of humanity. Many have desired like the, one of the most greatest treasures. Therefore, is no stranger for any culture the great praise of wisdom that we heard in the first reading. Wisdom is one of the best gifts we can receive. Wisdom is not only common sense, but also a light that enlightens our view of things and events. Among all human pursuits, the pursuit of wisdom is more perfect, more noble, more useful, and more full of joy. However, as Christians, we cannot read this beautiful reading about wisdom without thinking of Jesus Christ. He is the wisdom incarnate. Recognizing this truth should lead us to ask ourselves if we have assimilated this wisdom of God in our lives. When we hear the word of God in the biblical readings, are we identifying our mentality with that of God? Do we see things with God's eyes? When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, are we aware that our union with Him is like a foretaste of the perfect union with God in heaven? When we receive communion with the proper dispositions, are we aware that the indwelling of the Trinitarian wisdom is strengthened in our soul? Every time we receive communion, we can listen again to Christ who tells us, "Behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Every time we participate in the Eucharist, we join Christ more, and in Him we are joined to all men with a more perfect bond than any natural bond. Every time we receive communion, we drink from the endless sources of wisdom, of divine wisdom. May our communion today help us to obtain this wisdom and testify His love through our faith and works of love to others. Amen.